This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
And now, The Missing Link with our guest host, the captivating Jabez Labrette.
Welcome, everybody, to an episode of The Missing Link. My name is not Sean Jackson.
Oh,
no, that's okay. My name is Jabez Labrette, and I am here with Micah, and I have taken over The Missing Link. Well, at least for a couple of episodes.
We'll share that podcast where you talked about how to take over a group.
Exactly. I'm lulling Sean into a state of relaxation and letting me like take a couple episodes, and I'm going to like commandeer this podcast just like I will his group.
Right. I'm very excited to work with you, Jabez.
Well, I'm very excited to be here, and we're in for an awesome show today. We have Jeff Herman here, who is going to be walking us through some insanely awesome selling techniques on LinkedIn and using LinkedIn to like kind of grow your business generation and revenue, and really to these advanced tactics around relationship building. That I honestly, when reading through some of the stuff that Jeff and his team is doing, I didn't even know what some of the things were. I mean, I was blown away at how new and how incredible this information is.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
It is going to be fantastic. Now, there is some really, really incredible groups that we have set up here. And I'm in the LinkedIn group on The Missing Link. But Mike, I don't have all the information in front of me to tell people how to get connected. Because there's an exclusive group, right? I mean, a group.
There is.
It's just for the listeners of this podcast who want to join the group, correct?
Right, right. And it is incredibly active. We've got everyone in there. I think it was yesterday, Dylan shared this amazing LinkedIn infographic for 33 LinkedIn tips that really, really helpful. So, you know, if you're doing something on LinkedIn, if you have a question about something, everyone's posting it in the group, and then there's lots of lively discussions in there. So I am going to tell everybody how to get into that group because I highly recommend it, especially if you want to have success with your LinkedIn journey. If you're in the continental United States, you will pick up your mobile device and you will text us at 41411. And the keyword is MyLink, MYLINK. Don't let it autocorrect because it does. So that's 41411 text. MyLink is the keyword. And then if you're outside of the continental United States, we have so many international visitors and our guests and members. And you will email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm.
Fantastic. Now, when you say text that, you mean actually put those words in the text message, correct?
Yes. Put those numbers on your phone and then put that word into the text message.
Just that one word. And then you guys are going to, that's going to send us a notification to get hooked up with the LinkedIn group.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes, yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Micah, for sharing that. I've really enjoyed the content and interaction. I mean, I think there's some LinkedIn groups out there that sadly have kind of gotten run over by, self-promotion and selling crap on there. And this group is pure and is good.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And Sean and I are both very active in there as well. So you will get access to, you know, the show hosts and people who know what we're doing and, you know, adding very valuable content as well. Like a lot of us are now using Canva, and Canva is blowing up, and the importance of images that we keep talking about over and over on every show. Yeah, so there's all the resources in there as well. So how to write magnetic headlines, how to get your images to match your posts and make them helpful, how to put video, you know, we just did a great show with Vivica Von Rosen on company pages. So yeah, it's all in there. It's all in that group. Join us.
Fantastic. Awesome. All right. Well, again, my name is Jabez Labrette. I am not completely taking over the podcast. I'm just guest hosting here for a few episodes. And I will be back in just a minute after we hear a little bit from our sponsors who make this stuff possible. And we're going to jump into some social indexing and selling with Jeff Herman here in about a couple of moments. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
And we are back and ready to get going. This is Jabez Labrette stepping in for Sean Jackson. We've got Micah, and we have the amazing, incredible Jeff Herman here on the podcast. Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you ended up here, what you do, and kind of what is Fathom, your company that you work for? What do we need to know about you?
About me, I am a 45-year-old digital native, and I'm currently thriving at the intersection of content marketing and social selling. We're in a phenomenal space today, and we have phenomenal tools at our disposal. And if sales professionals listen and learn, you have a great opportunity to evolve as a teacher and curator. And all of this perspective comes from, I'm currently a partner and chief revenue officer at Fathom, which is a digital marketing agency, but we're a marketing firm with a very strong sales practice and sales culture. And sure, gone are the days of just lead gen through SEO, and we're totally into full digital funnel management.
Full digital funnel management. I like that. You know, it's interesting. You bring up this phrase, social selling, and I've always kind of been under the impression that, you know, social media is just for engagement and you know, connecting with your audience. Selling is a bad word in social. We should avoid selling at all costs. But yet here we are, and you're like, no, there's this thing called social selling, and it's really important, and it's possibly even replacing SEO in some respects from just, you know, leaning on Google as a driver. What on earth are you talking about? Because it kind of scares the heck out of me to think that this is where things are going. But help me understand, what is this social selling?
Social selling, you know, it's really just the process of developing relationships as part of the sales process, right? So all it is leveraging and utilizing all of the great social networks out there today to listen and learn and be more respectful, be more relevant. Gone are the days of cold calls and emails and just excessive pitching of features and benefits. And the real opportunity here with social selling is to insert yourself and, you know, monitor your prospects and customers, and then engage with relevant insights and build those relationships over time. And that's what's really most critical is, yes, there's a lot of energy and tension around social selling, but all this is really just building relationships at scale and having the data and insight to approach your prospects in a more relevant and, you know, effectively a polite way.
So it's kind of like stalking your prospects until you learn everything about them so you can pounce on them when you're ready to sell? Or like, how does this, I mean, there's, so you talk about relationship building here and data. And I think sometimes on the other, you know, we forget that those two things can actually be complementary.
Yes, it is stalking. It's massive stalking at scale. But if you use the information in the right way, so this was not going to stop anybody from slamming, you know, taking that volumetric transactional approach to selling, which is, I'm going to harass you until you call me back, or I'm going to inundate you with, you know, kind of my point of view. It's really, you know, the big opportunity here is to listen and learn, and listening is the key, and learning what triggers from a professional and personal standpoint. I have several examples. I learned that one of our largest clients is a huge Mets fan, and I, you know, spent many years in Chicago and have the Cubs are in my heart. And
I'm terribly sorry.
I know. What are you going to do? And we struck up a relationship from that standpoint on a more personal level, because that's really how you can tell we have professional relationships. But the moment you get into those personal relationships and really almost to the point where you can go out to dinner and have personal conversations, that's what really the social selling opportunity is. If used in the right way, we have, I won't quote Spider-Man here, with great power comes great responsibility.
And that's that authenticity too, that, you know, I want this is ringing Rainmaker Digital and Copy Blogger all over the place. You know, authenticity, be yourself and add value. That's the other word for stalking, I think.
Right. And you know, that's a great point. So who's behind this? LinkedIn is behind this. LinkedIn is really driving this agenda forward. And of course, they want to sell their tool, Sales Navigator, which is an additional module on top of LinkedIn. And I even have an issue with LinkedIn to some sense, because they talk about the social selling index. And it's a phenomenal way to coach your team and to really, it's a new form of currency in which you can measure the depth of your relationships and your commitment to contributing to your network. So all that data are measured.
Now, wait, you're going to have to walk me through this. It's called the social selling index. This is a thing. This isn't just a you made this word up. This is a phrase thing. What is this social selling index?
Yeah, the social selling index, really, it's broken down into four attributes. And this is all pushed forward by LinkedIn. But it's a way to quantify the value of your relationships and your ability to contribute to your network.
Oh,
and
wow.
The four, yeah. I
tried this with my fiance. It didn't go over very well.
And there are four elements to the social selling index, right? So one is establishing a professional brand. Two is finding the right people. Three, engaging with insights. And four is building relationships. And they've developed the scoring model so you can actually coach your team on those four elements of the social selling index.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
So, yeah, and you're saying this is something I can go to LinkedIn to get this information. So there is a place in LinkedIn where I can go to access this information. Can you share with the audience kind of where do we go to find this?
Yeah, so, and beware, this is a lead gen tool, right? So this is a lead gen bait.
Bastards.
You can find your social selling index. Just Google social selling index, and LinkedIn will take you to a landing page, and you can actually, on a one-off basis, get your social selling index. For those of us that subscribe to the Sales Navigator tool, it's baked into that module, and I can not only know my own social selling index, but my entire team's social selling index, and I can literally coach them on are they doing the right things to establish their professional brand, things like their profile, publishing, which, you know, we didn't get into the issue I had with LinkedIn, but there, you know, here's the deal. Social selling can still be highly transactional and highly offensive. Where it really matters, and to Micah's point on authenticity, is if all you're going to do is like and share, that evaporates, right? That stuff gets buried in the timeline. You're still left with nothing. You're hoping to move that like and share into a phone call at some point. The real big opportunity here, and this is my personal mission, right? I'm on a personal mission to elevate the sales profession. We want to transform sales leaders into thought leaders, and this will kick their social selling into the next gear because they have to move beyond transitional likes and shares and into building a published record of their knowledge and expertise. And salespeople have phenomenal knowledge and expertise and phenomenal application of their products and services, except the big challenge is they can't blog and they shouldn't blog. Blogging is an incredible time suck if you're a sales professional. So I advocate for using platforms like video and audio to break through because you need a published record of your knowledge and expertise that builds trust and credibility. It gives your clients and prospects an understanding of what you're like to work with. And from that standpoint, you can evolve as that teacher and curator and kind of break through this issue. And, you know, I have another rant I usually go off on that, you know, Google destroyed the sales profession. Thanks, Google.
So hold on. Before we jump into how Google has destroyed the sales profession, I part of this sounds to me like how selling really is supposed to be anyway. Like you're talking about relationship building and learning about your clients and their companies and what they do. And it is important. You know, I went to Gonzaga University and I am a huge Gonzaga basketball fan. And if someone knows that and mentions it or sends me a Gonzaga basketball towel or woo-hoo! Reminds me of a game that we just won, like they become my closer friend just by knowing that about me.
Right.
And what you're talking about here is saying, you know, look, you really scared me to death, though, when you said take them out to dinner. I don't know that I'm interested in meeting people face to face anymore. I'd prefer to hide behind my computer. That was a joke that apparently was not funny, and I will never tell that joke.
We're laughing. Jeff and I are laughing.
No, it wasn't. It's okay that sometimes things aren't funny. So I like that we're getting back to some of this core essence of selling, but maybe do walk us through kind of a little bit of how we got here. Like, why is this happening? So you're saying Google has come in and in their big power hurt the sales like profession. Why? Like, what happened?
Well, you know, look, the days of asymmetrical information are gone, right? Salespeople used to be in control. All they did was pitch features and benefits. The buyers didn't have access to lots of information. That's completely flipped, right? Now buyers are in the driver's seat, and Google is rewarding companies that provide answers to questions. And so with the buyers in control, and most, you know, 80% of the time, the first step is to go search for something. And if a buyer doesn't get what they want when they want it, they become incredibly frustrated and they are quick to move on. And so the sales profession is really challenged with an information overload buyer who thinks they may know everything and thinks they have completed the research. And I don't want to bring up the CEB stat. 57% of the buyer's journey is complete before we talk to sales. That this whole social selling
That's twice, Jeff, that you've said I'm not going to bring it up, and then you immediately said it.
Nice caveat for feeling bad about it. Well, don't you get, if you present a lot, don't you get tired of saying the same statistic over and over again? But I guess
no, you know. I know. I always jokingly say that 60% of the time, 100% of statistics are made up, even though that's not true. It is. Statistics right. are important. Now, right. so we've got this problem with Google, and maybe that's kind of what's driving this social sales index and why it's so important. But I'm still feeling like there's some more information here that I just don't quite have. You know, maybe along the lines of like functionality, like the kind of what is maybe the attributes of social selling index, if I could say it that way, like what does it actually look like, or like what do I actually get to do with this information?
And once again, Jabez, you hit it on the head before. This is really classic relationship building, classic sales process, classic respectful, authentic sales process. This is just a new opportunity to quantify the value of relationships and quantify the value of your network. So there are four attributes, and these are, once again, this all comes through LinkedIn's agenda to sell Sales Navigator, if I just may be direct, right? And it's a phenomenal tool. I love the tool. It's made a huge difference in our lives. But this is, you know, an agenda pushed forward by LinkedIn to monetize Sales Navigator.
Which is okay, right? I mean, if it's a good tool and it's pushing and it's helping us be more effective at what we do. I mean, I would argue that everyone is in a sales position of some sort.
Right.
And you know, when you look at it, Fathom and your agency, I assume that the account coordinators need to be continually selling, that the video producer, if they're there on site, needs to be selling. Like, we're always selling on some level, and we want all of our network and people that we work with to be thinking about, you know, maybe not everybody needs this tool, but we should all be, you know, taking lessons here on what selling is turning into, which is quantifying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, to LinkedIn's credit, there are four attributes, and three out of the four are critical and common sense. I can walk through them and tell you which one is the hidden agenda of LinkedIn.
Let's do that. Yeah. I would like to know what these four attributes break down as, and we always like to share with this audience hidden secrets. So tell us what we don't know.
Okay. So attribute number one, establishing a professional brand. So the Social Selling Index measures your ability to establish your professional brand. Very basic things like, is your profile complete and is it geared towards your customer, right? It's not a glorified resume. It's something that shows how you are a problem solver and you're an authentic operator in that space.
And this show has talked at length about making sure your profile is set up completely. Come on, people, you have to start there. Go back and listen to the episodes about your profile and get it complete. Do it.
Right. Second episode. I'll put it in the show notes. I'll also put the access to the Social Selling Index in the show notes as well. So don't worry about not being able to find it. You'll find it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, always a first step. Update your profile. And two quick things. Headline. It's not about your pay grade and your title. Who cares? Your headline has to be impactful and powerful and show how you're adding value to your customer or prospect's life. That and the summary section, and I have a lot of inside sales team members, young professionals that are just getting their start. They don't have any job experience, right? They're literally fresh out of school. They think they're signed up for smiling and dialing. Fortunately, we've shut the cold calling machine down because social selling is so effective.
Oh, but I love cold calls.
I know you do. I know you do. But, you know, once again, monitoring and listening and approaching, you know, in a respectful way really matters. But what's the big opportunity and the big extension that salespeople can really do to break through? It's publishing. And publishing their unique point of view and using Pulse specifically to publish, because, you know, this goes back once again, should salespeople blog? Are salespeople the best writers? It's hard. It's incredibly hard, right? But if you publish and you can, once again, leverage video and audio platforms And, you know, embed, we had, there was another show about, I think it was just 2 weeks ago, how to embed video into Pulse, into your Pulse posts.
Yep.
Use it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So part of establishing your brand, which is attribute number one, would be make sure your profile's up to date and correct, and then do some publishing. Get out there and
right.
start being a little bit of that thought leader that you're talking about. So and those are good things, but there's three whole other attributes here. Like where right. else is this thing going?
All right. So attribute number, I'll skip two because that's the hidden agenda, and go to three. Engage with insights. Post content in your feed, share articles from Pulse, comment in groups, send in mails. It's literally just engage and use the tools to their fullest advantage, right? And make sure you're a great contributor to the network. And you know, the Social Selling Index literally monitors how well you're doing this and how well you're engaging with insights and sharing and posting and commenting.
So you will not get a high score on Engage with Insights if you're simply liking and sharing. Is that correct?
You'll get a decent score if you're liking and sharing, but in mails, you know, and there are some hidden agendas here. In mails are also an important element, but yeah, you definitely, liking and sharing alone is what LinkedIn recommends, but I personally recommend going above and beyond that, having intelligent conversations. And if there's an opportunity, Jabez, your group takeover was awesome. I just heard that episode recently. I re-listened to that. You know, you did it. Guess what? You're an authentic expert, right? You are an expert. You took that over for a reason because you got your stuff together.
No, and thank you, by the way, for that shout out. I'll give you the $5 Starbucks card I promised you later.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I agree with them. Mediocrity is not how we want to be. And I don't think if you're listening to this podcast, you are not the kind of person who wants to sit back and just hope that the world just happens for you. Like you're these folks, right? This is good. We are the right people to be hearing. Just go a little bit above and beyond with the engagement side. So that's going to be more than liking and sharing, publishing, you know, republishing content, sending in mails. And that all leads to, I think that the fourth, if I'm not mistaken, the fourth one is kind of what ties some of this stuff together, right?
Very simple. Just build relationships. Literally make connections. And make connections. People have liberal views on what's a connection. If some people share common common preferences, they're a connection. Or some people, it's beyond a handshake. It's meaningful conversation. But do everything you can to make connections. And just, you know, it's effectively how to track your contact and really see what they're how they're progressing over their career.
All right. So this is good. We got establishing the brand. You know, engage with insights, which means doing more than just liking and sharing. You know, really being an active, engaged member. Right. That all leads to building relationships, which are important. So this isn't just a pitch fest here or getting rid of cold calling and stepping away. Now there's this super secret hidden agenda. So let's get to the Dharma project of LinkedIn. What is going on behind the scenes?
The hidden agenda. So each of these four attributes can get up to a 25 point score. This last one, finding the right people. My understanding is it literally tracks how effective you are at using their Sales Navigator tool. And so it's, are you searching prospects with LinkedIn Sales Navigator? Are you saving leads and tracking insights? So you literally can stack a bunch of people and a bunch of companies and literally watch the feed and have a really, it's simply like setting up Twitter lists, having a really tight, consolidated feed of just the people you want to see and just the companies you want to follow. And they give you little tips on how to comment and icebreakers and things of that nature. But this score here is literally how well you're banging on the tool that they built for you.
Okay, so there's there's LinkedIn pushing us to use the tool that we're talking about here.
Right.
And you said score, so we're getting scored on these things.
Correct.
Okay, nice. So this kind of starts to sound to me a little bit like clout, like a little bit of a vanity metric here. Am I just chasing a number here, or what's going on?
All right. So guess what? There are lots of people chasing the number because after Sales Connect conference was just last month, and the sales leaders, many sales professionals were celebrated for having a high SSI. 99 is the highest social selling index you can achieve, but it's not a vanity metric. And sure, there are plenty of people on LinkedIn going, woohoo, I'm a 99, you know, but, you know, and it's like, okay, but how's your book of business? Did you meet your quota? And once again, it's a composite, right? We don't want to just fall back into kind of classic sales measurements, but yeah, it's not a vanity metric. I literally use this to coach the team, and I break down these four elements, making sure that they're doing all the right things within each of these four aspects, because the ones that are embracing social selling are beating plan significantly.
Nice.
So it sounds like something that can be both used as someone managing a team and someone individually just out right. there trying to like build and grow and sell more.
Yeah. All right. It's a great guidepost.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you could give us the 60-second answer, this is how I end my shows, the 60-second answer to the most effective way someone could use LinkedIn to drive their business, what would that 60-second answer be? Go.
The most effective way someone could use LinkedIn to drive their business, publishing. By all means, please share your knowledge and expertise. Use Pulse. Your marketing team, if you're a sales professional, chances are your marketing team won't let you close to the company blog. And you know what? That's fine. Pulse. I don't want to get off on a rant here because I'm literally a marketer and a salesperson simultaneously. But you publish your knowledge and expertise, build that platform, illustrate that you're a teacher and a curator, and you will fast track your trust and credibility. And Pulse is the secret weapon. And I literally watch my contacts and some of my friends, they're using Pulse the wrong way. They post a one-line update. I have a job opening at a company XYZ. No, this is a publishing platform. This is like your blog. So use Pulse like a blog. And it's your personal brand, and your personal brand goes beyond the company. Yes, you're a company representative, but you have a long career ahead of you, and building your relationships and building your network is critical. Who you do business with today, well, chances are you'll do business with them 10 years from now. Critical to remember, always give like you're going to get a recommendation on your LinkedIn profile.
I love that.
Say it again.
Yeah, I even put this in my email signature. Always give like you're going to get a recommendation on your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Brought a little tear to my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I got chills too. Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, how do people connect with you?
Hit me on LinkedIn, Twitter at Jeff L. Herman, 2 R's, 2 N's. I have a YouTube channel where it's called publisherparish.fm, and I have a website built off the Rainmaker platform. publisherparish.fm.
I love it. Jeff, thank you so much for coming today, and we thank you for imparting this incredible knowledge and obviously giving us some really, really keen insights into just this sales process and things I'd never even heard of, which is awesome. Again, my name is Jabez LeBret, and of course we have the wonderful, beautiful, amazing Micah here with us as always.
Thank you.
And we will look forward to seeing you next week. Take care, everybody.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.